This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Joining you this evening is Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And we invite you to the website. FreeTalkLive.com is where you can go. You can actually interact with a variety of things there, including the main page of the site. You actually get to create the content for the website if you want, or you can just sit and surf around through it. But if you find something online that you think's interesting, you think our other listeners would enjoy seeing it, reading about it, whatever, you can post that link to our site, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So go and see what it's all about and get interactive if you choose over at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about, for those of you just tuning in, you, Mark, brought up an email from change.org.
That's correct.
And it is about somebody who's working at a Target store who's upset.
Yep. That Anthony, what was his last name? Hardick.
Anthony Hardick, upset because they're asking him to come to work at midnight tomorrow. So, so I guess early Friday. So Friday morning, the Black Friday, he will be reporting in at midnight. So as early as it could possibly be on Black Friday to open, that's when they're opening. According to another story I have here, Toys R Us will be opening at 9 p.m. on Thursday night to start their sale.
This seems to be the trend in big box retailers, right?
So I don't understand what the problem is. I guess maybe
he wants to not work.
Well, he wants to not work at midnight, and he'd go in at 2 instead. I guess that's what I'm taking from the article.
If he'd go in at 2 for the 5 o'clock opening. But you really got to ask yourself, if all the other big box stores are opening at midnight, and then Target decides not to do it. It's just hold out for 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, what? How are you know, they want it? They want those, that big rush of customers. They want them when their wallets are still fat with cash.
And where I'm coming from with this is, if I go to a guy who's going to employ me, and I agree to do a certain job, do a certain job for a certain price. If I agree to do $5 an hour, that's my agreement. That is what I have agreed to do. But if someone comes in after me and agrees to do the same job for $7.50 an hour, I'm not really obligated, or it's not necessary for me to throw a fit over the $2.50, because I agreed to this $5 an hour. This 28-year-old you're talking about here agreed to work at Target or Best Buy or wherever, and he agreed to the terms of his employment. So he gets to go in 2 hours early because his boss has decided we're going to open to stay in competition with everybody else. If he doesn't like it, he can quit.
Well, it may not be 2 hours. I mean, I remember when I worked in retail, I never had to go in that early to open up.
It is the biggest day, though.
Yeah, but they get ready for it the night before. I mean, they're prepping. Yeah. They've got overnight people that come in.
I'll bet you it's an hour.
Yeah, at least an hour beforehand, I would say. So,
she said that he got up at two in order to open up, and there's no evidence that that's not the case. Maybe three.
Right, but you're making it sound like there's only a 2 hour difference. If he's getting up at two, then he may have to get up at 10 to go in at midnight.
Right, I presumed I heard that he was getting up 2 hours earlier than he would have had to.
I don't think I saw that, no.
Okay, I'm misunderstanding that. Then. My mistake.
So, but what does he say? I mean, let's go on with this email, Mark, because we've just been kind of riffing on it, and we haven't really gotten into the depth of it.
Yeah, so all Americans should be able to break bread with loved ones on Thanksgiving, Anthony says. Now, the presumption is that he can't if he has to be to work at midnight, which doesn't make any sense to me. Most people eat there. My experience is Thanksgiving is eaten in the afternoon, if not the early afternoon. Usually I'm told, you can't have anything, it's Thanksgiving. And you have to not eat anything until the Thanksgiving meal, at which point you shove as much food in your mouth as possible.
What's this guy's name again?
Anthony Hardick.
Well, the guy at Best Buy that's being reported on here, WTSP.com, Channel 10, I think that's down in Tampa area in Florida. His quote from this article is, every United States citizen should be able to break bread with their family. Do you think these guys are on the same email list?
Yeah, it sounds that way to me. It looks like Change has gotten behind this, and they've had a huge amount. I mean, they've had a huge push. Anthony's decided to push back. He started a petition at change.org.
That's funny. This guy started a petition, too.
Yeah, asking Target to open stores at 5 a.m. instead of midnight on Black Friday. So, yeah, I mean, there's a big push against retailers, and it's the only fair thing to do is to not ask one big box retailer to open at 5, and the rest
this,
of them.
This petition's also at change.org.
What a strange thing.
Wow, it seems like they've been organized very successfully.
I don't see a problem with that. Organizing's a good thing.
No, I don't either, but clearly they're using talking points. And,
it's AstroTurf.
Yeah.
I can't believe that a group of people would say, I'm not coming into work on Black Friday at 5 a.m. or midnight. That's beyond me.
So are they saying they're going to refuse to come in, or are they just begging for them to change their hours?
They're begging for them to change their hours. I don't know that they've said that.
Happen.
It says the sad reality is that by starting this petition to his employer in change.org, he's putting his livelihood at risk. Anthony knows that he could be fired for taking this demand of Target public. And now that's not how important it is to him to spend Thanksgiving with his fiancée and family. But he's not, for one, he's going to be able to spend Thanksgiving. I find that this is a mischaracterization of what's going on. And secondly, you pointed out, Ian, that, they don't need every employee of Target is likely not going to be there. Maybe a good portion of them, but not every single employee. That means that, he hasn't moved up the ranks of seniority and, if Target's going to fire you over this, especially after all of the press,
it looked pretty
changed,
bad for them.
It looked really bad. And if he's willing to risk the promotions or whatever, one has to ask. I mean, is he the kind that's never going to get promoted anyway? What kind of employee is he?
If Target decided to drop this guy, just can him, fire him, I would still shop at Target.
Yeah, it wouldn't stop me.
But there's a lot of people that would. They believe they have workers' rights and that this is his job and that kind of thing. And this isn't his job. It's Target's job.
That's right. It's Target's job to offer and dictate.
Right. In the same way that if I have some guy come to my house to fix the plumbing and I think he does a bad job at it and I fire him and send him out of there, it's not his plumbing job. I'm going to hire another plumber because it's my plumbing job.
See, to me, this guy is, I would speculate he's probably not a great worker. Just because he seems like he wants to get out of doing the job.
See,
and it's fine with me. I mean, if you don't want to work, that's your business. And if you're willing to put the job on the line to protest some sort of policy of your employer, that's fine, too. I don't mind protests, and I don't mind people getting together and petitioning and, collectively bargaining. That doesn't bother me at all. But what bothers me is this idea that Thanksgiving, now I do go to Thanksgiving dinners, unlike you, Nemi, but I don't worship Thanksgiving. It's not a holiday of that. Holidays to me are just days that some government bureaucrat has deigned to be, this is an important day. It is Thanksgiving. We will recognize it. I mean, to me, if I want to spend time with my loved ones, I will make time to spend time with my loved ones.
Right.
And if my loved ones know that I have to work on Thanksgiving, then they will likely work around that schedule. They'll say, hey, Ian, when do you have to go into Target or Kmart or whatever on Thanksgiving? Oh, yeah, I'm working all day. I'll be getting off at 4 o'clock. Well, we'll schedule the dinner for 5. What's the big deal? How hard is this to, shuffle things around a little bit? Would it be the end of the world if you actually had to have Thanksgiving on Wednesday?
No, it wouldn't be. And here's the thing. This really reeks to me of the entitlement America.
Yeah, it does.
It does,
too.
Yeah, sure.
Here's a little clue for folks that are working with Anthony. Be that guy or that gal, whatever it is that you are, you pick the gender. You be that person that is ready to be to work at midnight. Say, I'm going to be here and I'm going to do the best job I can, and I'm going to do that every single day. I'm going to provide Target with not what they pay me for, but more than what they pay me for. And you know what? You're going to be telling Anthony and the rest of the ones that don't want to come in what to do in a year. I mean, this is the path to management in retail stores. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are surly and don't like the retail, job grind, and I get it. But if you put your best foot forward every single day, and I don't care what job you do, and you provide your employer or your customers, because that's essentially what they are, you have the monopoly on your labor. It is the only monopoly that truly exists in the marketplace, and you've got it. You've got the monopoly on your labor, and you can provide that labor to somebody, and you do that in the very best way you can, and you'll get ahead.
I want to hear from people out in the working world, the people that are actually in the retail business. How do you feel about this? 855-453, 1-855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My mother and father come over to the house quite often.
My father came over to the house, went into his pocket and pulled out a handful of money and began to pass it out to the children. You know, he made the announcement. Now let's see if Granddad has any money for these wonderful children. Well, five children came from everywhere. My father began to pass this money out. And I thought, this is the same man who, when I was his child, I would ask him for 50 cents. This man would tell me his life story. I asked my father to give me a dollar for the school picnic. He told me how he killed a grizzly bear with his loose-leaf notebook.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. We're talking about the Black Friday controversy. Well, apparently it's controversial for some people who don't want to work. They've been asked to come in at places like Target and Best Buy so they can open earlier than usual on Black Friday, like many of them opening at midnight, for instance, on Black Friday, instead of, say, 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. And there's apparently a petition going around. We're going to get back into that, get your thoughts as well, especially if you're in retail. Would love to hear from you as to how you feel about this. 1-855-450-FREE is the number. One product you're not going to be able to find at Target or Best Buy is the Vaporsmith vaporizer.
That's correct. And, you know, speaking of sales, Vaporsmith's is having a sale for Thanksgiving. So if you want to benefit from this e-cigarette device, one of the best e-cigarettes on the market today, and you want to get the vaporizer kit for free, use coupon code FTL when you purchase 40 cartomizers at vaporsmiths.com, and you'll get the free cartomizer, free shipping, excuse me, the free e-cigarette and the free shipping sent right to you. Excuse me. But if you want to get 20% off, and this would be for people likely who are purchasing cartomizers, who have already got the vapor, the e-cigarette, who want to get some more cartomizers because, well, you know, they're disposable. You use them. Consumable, I guess. You can purchase $49 or less and get to, excuse me, save 20% off of all orders of $49 or more. Use coupon code THANKS20. Save 25% off of all orders $69 or more. Use coupon code THANKS25 and save 30% off of all orders $99 or more with coupon code THANKS30. This is likely the only time we'll be doing this because the offer ends at Thursday night. So it's vaporsmiths.com, and this is a great opportunity to get some cartomizers and get them cheaply. It's vaporsmiths.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE to the phones. And your thoughts, Zach is in Minnesota on the amp lines. Hey, Zach.
Hello, gentlemen and lady.
Hey.
I guess I would just like to jump on board the train here and throw my two cents in. I think Mr. Hardwick needs to calm down, especially in an employment market that hasn't fully recovered. There are still people out there who are still looking for work.
Lots of
absolutely.
And I guess I just don't see his issue. From what I understand, because I perused the story briefly when it came out, and I work in a retail environment where a lot of places are opening at midnight, just like Target. And I guess the rationale is they figure they'll have more customers at midnight as opposed to 4 a.m.,
which probably
I
true.
Think makes a lot of sense. I really see people staying up till midnight the day before as opposed to getting up at 3 a.m. to go stand out in the cold.
People are getting up earlier than 3 a.m., but, yeah, I think you're right about that. And do you say you work in retail?
I won't go into too many specifics on the air, just out of respect for my employer, but
sure.
Is
it a big box? Is it a big box retailer?
I'm sorry?
Do you work at a big box retailer?
No, it's a retail center, actually.
Oh, okay. Like a shopping mall or like an outlet mall or something?
It's a mall, yes.
Got it. Okay.
And like I say, a lot of places are opening early, and I have to be there on my scheduled day off. Of course I would like to be elsewhere. Who wouldn't? But that's what I signed up for when I said I would work there. You know, I told them, okay, you tell me when to be here, I'll be there as long as you give me money, or at least Federal Reserve notes, I suppose.
Right. When you work in retail, you understand that there are some days during the year when you're needed extra more so than normal. And one of those days is Black Friday. And that means that it's going to be inconvenient for some folks. Really, it seems to me like this guy really is upset because he can't drink. I mean, that's my guess. Like, if you if you didn't have to go to work until later on Friday, then you might be able to stay up and have a few with the family or whatever your plans were. And instead, he's got to go to work at midnight. So now that's pretty much cut that option out.
That's really got to be it, because otherwise, I just can't believe the level of wine that's going in.
Right, I can't party as much as I want to on Thanksgiving. That seems to be the objection. What do you think, Zach?
Well, I suppose I can't speak to what his motivations may or may not be. Only he knows that. But I can see maybe his frustration, as anyone maybe. If he's not used to working third shift, maybe. If he's normally a first shifter or a second shifter, and now he's got to switch his sleep schedule around, try to go to bed. Let's say, like I think Mark was saying earlier, let's say maybe it's a midnight opening time, which means maybe people are starting to come in at 11 p.m. which means he's getting up at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not, you know, let's just assume that he needs the full 8 hours of sleep that most people feel they need. Now he's going to bed at 2.
Oh, no doubt. It's inconvenient. I mean, there's no doubt that if you don't have a regular schedule, or if your regular schedule is during the daytime, then all of a sudden you've got to pull an overnight shift. That's annoying. I mean, that can be difficult to handle, but it is what it is. You know, you could always go and get a desk job somewhere. And
if you can exactly get a desk job somewhere.
If you can. They are available. I mean, jobs are available. I mean, there are jobs out there. I don't know where jobs aren't available, but I've certainly seen them in New Hampshire, although New Hampshire does have one of the lower unemployment rates around the country. Usually there is something out there that you can work at that's different from retail. But if this is all you've got, then buck up, man, and go to work.
Yeah, I suppose I'll conclude my point by if Mr. Hardwick happens to be listening or anyone that knows him, just be thankful that you do have a job and
sure.
You're not standing in line getting a paycheck with my tax dollars. You know, just man up and take care of business. But
excellent, Zach.
That's all my thoughts.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Great point. You know, there would be plenty of people out there that would likely jump at the opportunity to come and take his position.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To some extent, this is about attitude. And I think that attitude, especially in the workplace, but I really think in your whole life, attitude is how you get to control the world, the universe that you experience. You get to choose what your experience is going to be like. And I'm going to use an extreme example because sometimes those help folks. I spent 9 years in prison.
Yep.
And I can tell you that whatever you know, as surly as you might feel about your job, try to imagine doing that job and it being something really horrible like picking up cigarette butts and putting them in a number 10 can all day. If that's your, you know, job in prison, you can imagine there's a lot of people that don't want to do their job, that want to, you know, these are convicts. They want to spend as much time as they can not doing their job as possible. They don't get compensated for doing their job. They don't get compensated for doing their job well.
I ran into that when I was in jail.
And absolutely, this is what you've got when you're dealing with folks. This is the very worst labor market out there because, A, they don't pay. They force them to work. This is slave labor, and they're just a pain in the butt to deal with all the time. I took a different tack, and it's probably to some extent personality. I was raised in a home where work ethic was just the most important thing you could have. You know, I was taught you go to school whether you're sick or not, and that's just what you do. And so, you know, maybe I had an advantage there. And I did work hard, and I would work happily, and, you know, I remember one guy, you know, that was given the job of sweeping the road that day, and it seemed like a really stupid road to be sweeping, and it looked like busy work, and I'm sure it was.
Did you end up in the commissary because you had a good attitude?
I tend to say that I got the very best job with the most influence, you know, in the prison because of my attitude.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor
outdoor winter activity, Instafire Easily Lights with matches or flintlock lighters is environmentally friendly. Stores Easy is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. The number 855-450-FREE, especially if you are working in the retail world and you've got comments that you'd like to share about this protest. I guess petitioning is going on amongst people who are working in and those who are friends of those who work in retail, because some people are upset that they're being asked to come to work at midnight instead of 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. or whenever it was that stores opened last year. Many stores are opening earlier than before this year, with Toys R Us even opening on 9 o'clock on Thursday night. Other stores opening at midnight, early Friday morning, so to get as many people in the door on Black Friday as possible and to hopefully beat out the competition. And this is a competitive thing that's going on here. And some people are upset. They feel like this is cutting into their Thanksgiving holiday and that these stores are just heartless and they're terrible people. And so we'll get back to that. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Coming up here in February 23rd through the 26th, the Nashua Crown Plaza will be the location for the Liberty Forum. The Free State Project is putting it on again, and it's about damn time because they had to skip a year due to an organizer mishap. The original organizer is back on board. Chris Lawless is putting together a great event, which is going to involve a number of excellent speakers. We'll be hearing from John Lott from More Guns, Less Crime. It's kind of the seminal book on gun freedom. Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government. I talked to Michael Bolden today from the 10th Amendment Center. He's the guy that's been going around doing the Nullify Now conferences. And he said to me he's never been to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum before. And I said, well, imagine Nullify Now, stretch it out over an entire weekend, and add open marijuana smoking. and you've got the Liberty Forum. But it's much more than that. It's hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people coming together in the same place and enjoying each other's company, watching speeches, participating in panel discussions, partying after hours. It's just a great time. And people are there from singles to couples to families. It's an absolute blast. It's a convention for liberty, and it's one of the biggest ones in the world. So come on up. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get registered. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can use our discount code FTL2012 to save an extra 10% on the already low prices. That's FTL2012 is the discount code, and freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get registered. By the way, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum.
It'll be great.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you there.
I'd like to thank them for putting on a nice big remote for Free Talk Live.
It's great. It kind of doubles as like a Free Talk Live convention to some extent, simply because we're a big attraction, like as far as getting the word out about the Liberty Forum. A lot of people, I think it was like, what, 30%?
I don't think they come for us, but they mind talking to us.
Yeah, please don't come for us. I mean, we're not that interesting. But they come because of us.
Yeah.
So it ends up being like a listener party, kind of like, Nemi, you were talking about at Porkfest how, you know, there should be a listener, I think it was you that was saying this, maybe it wasn't, but that there should be chat room people that were hanging out in the Free Talk Live listener area.
Oh, yeah.
And those things happen. I mean, people,
they do.
Like, they come together because they recognize each other, or they've been on the chat before, they've been on the BBS, and they've been talking with one another over the years, and maybe they've been to these events before, and so they're reuniting with some of their old Free Talk Live listener friends and making new connections, and you know, maybe even creating relationships. I mean, we've certainly heard of that happening too. So
it happens.
Yeah, so come on out. I think one year we had like, what, 30% of the crowd saying they heard about the Liberty Forum from Free Talk Live, so it was cool. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Tanya is on the line in Georgia. Tanya, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm calling to stick up for the guy from Best Buy.
Okay.
Okay. So the people that are complaining because they have to go to work at midnight?
Well, I don't know if it's everybody, but the Best Buy story, that the way I understood it was his main problem was that it was at the last minute that they stopped everybody.
That they want everybody? I'm sorry, you cut out there for a moment.
That they spun this on everybody at the last minute, that, like, that's not how they had done it in the past. That's not what they were expecting when they decided to work there.
They just found out.
Right, and so
can you define last minute for me?
Well, I don't know, but my understanding of the story was that that's what the kids... That's what he was mad about.
These news stories have been in the news for over a week at this point, and I don't know about you, but when I was working in retail...
Usually I only had your schedule a week out anyway.
A week or two.
Generally expect the store not to be open when it's not open, right? I mean, that's a general expectation before you get your schedule.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My thing, though, is that the year before they didn't do that, so nobody was expecting it.
Right.
People already made their plans, got their dogs in the kennel, you know, whatever they prepaid. Just to think that people travel for Thanksgiving, they want to be with their family, they jump in the car with mom and dad or whatever, you know?
Yeah, but if you're traveling for Thanksgiving...
Well, I don't think that, for one, I don't think an employee should have to work. I think that they should work out with their bosses. And, look, I'm going to be in Poughkeepsie until such and such a time. I wasn't expecting to come in. Normally my hours are this, this, and this. You know, what's the boss going to do? I don't think that these people should be fired. I don't think that a retailer, especially if they sprung it on them in the last minute, would do such a thing. Maybe they would, but then when you're talking about sort of an at-will state, an employer can, you know, this is true in most of America, an employer can fire you for pretty much anything they want, right?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with that, but also people can be upset by how people are being treated, and I personally am going as far as to boycott Best Buy.
Because they reacted to the marketplace and it looked like the rest of the big box retailers were going to open up early, so they decided to do the same thing?
Or because they gave them short notice.
The short notice, and they're going to sell out all those gadgets if they open at midnight or open at 5.
How much notice should they give?
Well, enough time that, you know, you could plan. The people are having to change their plans. And think about how many employees Best Buy has.
Oh, so, like, they should determine their Thanksgiving schedule a year in advance?
No, not a year in advance.
How much time? How much time would be enough time?
A lot of kids work at Best Buy, so I think, like, my teenage son, if he all of a sudden says, oh, you know, I have to work, you know, at midnight, Thanksgiving night, or, you know, for a better example, that would be Christmas, because, you know, that's actually happened before where he worked. But, and also myself, this is where I'm coming from retail. I used to run a Santa set where you take pictures of Santa, and you used to work, Christmas Eve all day, the whole day. So, you know, you can't really do anything that day. And everybody that comes to be hired, I tell them, you have got to work Christmas Eve, and everybody agrees to it up front, you know, in the beginning of November, so everybody knows this. And still, Christmas Eve, I got 2-3 employees don't show up.
Of course.
Right. So, I mean, and that's when they know. So try to think about how hard it's going to be for these people that already made plans. And they have
okay, so what I want to know is how much notice do you think? I mean, you've decided to boycott Best Buy because you feel like they didn't give enough notice. So how much notice would it have been to make it so you wouldn't boycott them?
I don't know. A couple of months.
A couple of months?
Yeah.
Look, oh my, I thought you were going to say a couple of weeks. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to holler.
You make your plans way ahead of that. If you have a big family, especially, and it's just because there's so many people affected. If this was just, you know, a local store or something, I mean, it's not that big a deal. But Best Buy has so many employees, and it's not just the employees that are affected, it's their whole families. It's people that wanted to see, you know, so-and-so that can't come because now he's got to, you know, stay at Best Buy. And
when you ran the Santa shop, it wasn't open for 2 months before Christmas, was it?
No, but when
so when you gave your employees, you know, told them that they'd have to work on Christmas Eve and hired them, you gave them fewer than 2 months' notice that they'd have to work on Christmas Eve.
It was actually very close to 2 months' notice because Christmas Eve is the 24th, and we opened November 1st, and I hired them before that.
They're doing Santa Claus on November 1st?
And I mean, there's obviously the staggeringly obvious requirement that the Christmas shop would be open on Christmas Eve, right? So if someone's agreeing to take that job, they know, as you said, it's disclosed, but it is their choice whether or not to show up. So
it's also their choice to work at Best Buy during the holiday season.
What if I said we never have in the past worked on Christmas Eve past this time, you know, so don't worry about it. And then, you know, 3 weeks before I say, oh, everybody forget it. Cancel your plans. We're all going to work now.
Well, I think that, you know, for me, 2 months seems way too long. I get giving people some notice, but Best Buy probably was reacting to the marketplace that all the other retailers are doing this. Man, we have to be there, too. Because the fact is, if everybody goes and spends their money at midnight, they're not going to have any money to spend at 5 a.m., right?
Yeah, but they're sacrificing what's good for their employees for greed. And like I said, they're still going to sell all their fancy gifts out anyway.
No, I don't think that's true.
Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up here, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hey, folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here, but don't call now because the phone lines are loaded up. If we don't get you in tonight, just call tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. We do this thing 7 nights a week, so it's not a problem. It's always sad when the bulk of the calls lines up in the very last segment of the show. We start this thing at 7
happens
o'clock.
A lot.
We start this thing at 7 o'clock Eastern every single night, so feel free to dial in and get on, talk about whatever is on your mind. We'll continue here in one moment.
If you're looking at getting a backup generator, a good one to take a look at is Sound Wisdom's SG1 solar power generating system. It can take offline your refrigerator, your freezer, your well pump, and whatever sort of necessary things you've got to have in an emergency. And it takes them off the grid entirely. You get a solar backup system, and it's powering those things all the time. So it's paying itself back over time. It could be the same cost as a whole home system. And you can go check it out at freetalklivesolar.com. Any night of the week, experts are standing by to answer all your questions. You can call for a free education. The telephone number is at freetalklivesolar.com. Again, it's freetalklivesolar.com.
We've been talking about a protest and a petition that's going on with the Best Buy employees, Target employees, other companies, big box retailers that are opening up earlier than ever on Black Friday, many of them planning on opening at around midnight. Some even earlier. Toys R Us opening at 9 o'clock in the evening on Thursday. And basically, the employees are they're whining. I mean, they don't want to go. They don't want to work. They'd rather, you know, sit around, you know, eat, drink, be merry, and that's fine. I mean, I don't blame them for wanting to have time off. But you're working retail during the holiday season. It's not going to be an easy schedule. They're going to want you in. They're going to be working you extra hours, likely.
I don't care what the justice or the right and the wrong of the situation. For me, that doesn't enter into it. For me, what the issue is. Is how is your life going to be best? And your life's going to be best if you provide the best service you can to your employer, if that's where you want to work. If it's not where you want to work, you know, suck the system dry until you can go start your own business and work for yourself or do your dream job or whatever. I don't care. But if you intend to work where you intend to work, don't think you're going to do well by complaining your way through it. You're going to do well by applying yourself and giving your employer the best job that you can give them.
I agree with Mark wholeheartedly.
Best Buy said in a statement, "We take input from our employees seriously. We'll continue to connect with them, listen to their concerns, and consider their input in our approach to this and future holiday seasons. This year, customers have told us and our competitors that they plan to shop on Thanksgiving Day and earlier than ever on Black Friday. We therefore made the difficult decision to move our opening Black Friday to midnight. We know this decision changes Thanksgiving plans for some of our employees, and we empathize with those who are affected." But when you work in retail, it's no secret that things get busier during the holiday season. Maybe if it's your first year in retail and you just have no idea about Black Friday, then
could be, sure.
You could claim ignorance on that. But if it's your first year in retail, then you don't really have the position to come from and say, "I'm not going to work it." If you get scheduled, you show up and you do the job. And if you want to complain too much, go somewhere else. Go get a newspaper route or something.
Losing a job has not been the worst thing that's happened to me in life. I've lost jobs, and
usually it's a good thing.
Usually, your life gets better over time.
Let's talk to Kevin listening in Indy to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Of course, as usual, you're very astute. You figured it out. But the retail end of it. But what's happened is originally because of the lawsuit that happened when the stores kept their doors shut, and people broke them down and people were killed, like in Walmart, it's a reaction from the attorneys that, okay, let's just keep the doors open. And like some of the Walmarts are just staying open Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will not rush us, and then we won't have the lawsuits. And then exactly what you said, Best Buy and the other people now are reacting to the marketplace. And if you work in retail, hey, guys, you're going to have to work. Now, what we did, and I worked 20 years with Kroger, and I worked in Houston, Texas. And Cinco de Mayo was a big day down there. A lot of the Spanish population would not come to work on May 5th. That was their big celebration. So we called other stores and said, hey, can you come work this day? We put up a list, and Raul and Jesus wouldn't come to work. So Bob and Paul came and worked that day. So that's what you have to do. You have to get people that want to work, and it avoids a lot of these issues. And
I was always that guy. I was always willing to come in anytime. I didn't care what day it was.
Yeah, and the minute that Acer computer is on sale for $199 when it was $499, her boycott's over.
That's really what it boils down to is, so the store that opens at 4 a.m. is going to sell, enough loss leaders that people are going to get in there. They could spend all their money. I mean, people have a finite amount of money to spend. And so if you're, if a store opens at midnight, then one at 1, and then at 2, and then at 3, and you're the one at 5, you're at the end of the barrel. You don't want to be at the end of the barrel. I think, I don't disagree with any of her points except the one that she said, it seemed extreme to me to give 2 months' notice, but it's the one where she said that, they'll have plenty of money at 5 a.m. too. That's not necessarily true. For money's finite, and if the deals are good enough, people are going to spend them on those.
She went to public school, guys. What do you expect?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to jump to any conclusions, but thanks, Kevin, for the call. Appreciate it. Talk to Chaz in Charleston, listening to WVTS on FM. Hey, Chaz.
Hey, how you doing?
Your name's Chaz?
Yeah, Chaz. Chazzy.
Oh, hey. What's on your mind tonight?
I agree with all the points that you guys have made, but the only thing that I say is every year they start it earlier and earlier, and eventually it's going to end up being that they open at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day, and so when does it stop?
Why does it need to?
Well, it's going to stop when they stop getting the return for their money.
Exactly. It's the shoppers that designate that.
You're right. And so if no one customers comes in, are always right in business.
Well, right. If no one comes in at 9 a.m., then they won't do that again. But I can tell you from my experience having worked Thanksgiving Day when I worked at the big Kmart back in the late 90s, Thanksgiving Day was an awesome day to be open because no one else had the balls to open up, and Kmart did it, and they had just wall-to-wall shoppers all day long.
Yeah, well, I work Blockbuster, and Blockbuster's open year-round, so...
Yeah, so, I mean, what do
at
you
least
do
for
on
another year or so.
So what do you do on Thanksgiving?
I'm actually going to be with my family, and I won't be in any store I won't be on any store at Black Friday either. I think
How did you get the day off on Thanksgiving?
I work for a family business.
I thought you said you work... Oh, so you don't currently work at Blockbuster.
No, I used to work... I've worked at Blockbuster. I've worked retail before.
So did you work on Thanksgiving in that case?
Yes, okay. I actually always volunteer to work holidays for other
too.
People to be with their family.
Yeah,
right.
I do too.
Because some people can be flexible with that. Maybe some people are having folks come and visit and they have to do certain things at certain times. But otherwise, it doesn't matter to me if I'm having my turkey at 2 o'clock or 10 o'clock or the next, the following
Saturday.
Day.
Right.
Well, most companies days off for holiday pay. I mean, you know, you get that's pretty good incentive too. So
that's true. That's a great point. Thanks, Chaz, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Dustin is in Nebraska. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I didn't really call in to talk about the Black Friday topic.
That's
but
all right.
Mark said exactly what I think the other a while back, that you know, a worker who wants to stand out should, you know, take the initiative and be like, yes, I'm willing to work this day, and that should be the end of it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what were you calling about?
You had that caller, Jeff, who was a trucker, and I think the first time he called in, he said he was basically a Republican. But
you mean the total status guy that just calls in and fillets the government?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to quote Frederick Bastiat from The Law, and I suggest if Jeff is listening, he should read this document. So here is the segment, and he says, "Here I encounter the most popular fallacy of our time. It is not considered sufficient that the law should be just. It must be philanthropic. Nor is it sufficient that the law should guarantee to every citizen the free and inoffensive use of his faculties for physical, intellectual, and moral self-improvement. Instead, it is demanded that the law should directly extend welfare, education, and morality throughout the nation. There is the seductive lure of socialism. And I repeat again, these two uses of the law are in direct contradiction to each other. We must choose between them. A citizen cannot be at the same time free and not free."
Indeed, sir.
Yeah, the law is one of those sort of seminal documents, and for folks to read, understand the concept of. Yeah, it's quite short.
Hey, Dustin, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Captain Ned in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Captain Ned.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Hey, my blood's been boiling all week, man. Anybody who wants to know what martial law is going to look like when it comes to this country? A hint was that fat slob cop in Berkeley attacking the citizens of the several states. They were
John Pike. You're talking about Berkeley or UC Davis?
UC Davis. You know, but the citizens of several states were exercising their First Amendment right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. And that's exactly what martial law is going to look like times 100.
Thanks for the call, Captain Ned. Appreciate hearing from you. We will be back tomorrow night. That's right. We'll be here on Thanksgiving.
You know, I'm being subjugated here, people. He's making me do it.
Oh, poor you.
That's
you have
right.
to get out of bed and come to work.
I've only
on
had
Thanksgiving?
What, 7 or 8 years warning.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if that's enough.
See you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Gobble, gobble.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.